Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have waited for it, and it's finally back.
It's raining.
Mail.
Hallelujah, it's raining.
Mail.
Amen.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get absolute something red. It's raining.
Mail.
Hallelujah, it's raining.
Mail.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
Sorry, I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please take on. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Guys, I don't know if I will ever not find that funny.
It's almost like gas, isn't it? It's always funny.
Got
is that
you
grim?
Grim
grinning saying? Gas.
Grim grinning.
Isn't that the same?
You would not believe the amount of contracts I've turned down for people calling me about that.
We appreciate you.
Ridiculous.
Well, Craig, I mean, I know that you've had countless people probably wanting you to go on tour, but we appreciate you.
I'm dedicated to you guys.
I'm
dedicated
that.
To not making any money and staying here, guys.
We were here first.
And, you know, even though I'm starring in Jungle Cruise,
right.
I've decided to stick around, too.
Yep. It's just, hey, and I did want the background music right now to be the music from Fantasmic because this is viewer mail.
This is a fan show. Yes. It's raining mail again.
Again.
I like it.
In the words of Chris Jericho.
From when? When was that?
I believe it was circa 2000 WWF.
Y2J?
Y2J, yes.
Hey, guys, before we get into all this, we missed last week mentioning it was Mickey's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Big 90.
I think it's just one of those things where we're southern gentlemen.
Yes.
And we don't talk about age.
Well, why didn't they
that's it.
Why didn't they ask us to be on that show last week on ABC?
Mickey's 90th Spectacular.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch that?
I did not.
I watched part of it.
I didn't watch it either.
I was kind of upset we didn't get invited.
One would
you're
think
upset,
we did.
But are you surprised, honestly?
No.
Okay.
It has been raining mail. We had to have umbrellas up earlier.
It's quite a time between storms here.
You should see the looks I get from the postman. He's ticked at all the stuff he has to bring here.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought
studios.
You were singing to him.
Yeah, no. I mean, just the
bags. I mean,
yes.
We couldn't almost get in the studio because there was so much mail.
I know.
Again,
I mean, after we got by the paparazzi,
it's still just falling from the ceiling.
Because it's raining.
Oh, that's your roof.
Sorry, that's just the studio.
I want to get that fixed. Well, listeners, we are here to help you. That's why we started this show about 12 years ago, or so it seems. And we are still, isn't that right, guys?
We've been around barely 12 months.
Okay. So, guys, where do you want to start today with the listener mail question?
We've had it pouring in. I think
we've made that clear.
Yes. So go ahead.
So far, all we've talked about is just how much mail we have, and yet we're not getting to it.
We've got so much we can't get started.
We don't know where to begin.
You know why?
Yes, and after all that, we've got what, five?
I can't find my letter opener. That's why.
Oh.
So, Derek, why don't you hit us with our first listener question?
Get a mean paper cut.
Okay, this question actually came from two people. That would be listener Brandon from here in Tennessee.
Yes.
And listener Tyler, and we're not exactly sure where Tyler is from.
Parts unknown?
Yes.
That's where the Ultimate Warrior used to.
Yes.
Sorry, I've been on a wrestling podcast.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And they wanted to discuss the benefits of AP in changing over your...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I keep wanting to call them Magic Your Way, but they're not called that anymore. But just a regular
four-day
ticket.
Your park ticket.
Your park ticket over to an AP.
Uh-huh.
Which I did back in May.
What does a annual pass go for right now?
They are about $900.
Okay. At what point do you break even?
Well, it just depends. We were talking to Brandon earlier. And they mention when they go for 10 days or so. They usually get the 10-day park ticket. If you're just
with Harper, with Hopper, Park Hopper.
Yes.
Along with that.
Right. And if you get one 10-day Park Hopper ticket, if that's the only trip you're taking, then you're better off just getting the base ticket and not getting the annual pass. What it really comes down to is, are you going to take one or two trips throughout the year? Yes, a Disney Platinum Pass, I said around that. I think it's Derek just pulled it up. It's $894 after tax.
Okay.
So it's around $900.
And so when you consider that 10-day pass, how long are you going for on the initial trip? Are you even considering a second trip?
Yes. Because you really...
within the next year.
You really need two separate trips within a calendar year.
And I really think that it almost doesn't matter the duration of either trip. As long as it's not 2 1-day trips.
Right. Or 2 2-day trips.
Yeah. I know I said early in one of our episodes it was any 2 3-day trips. And I think that still stands.
Yeah. Especially if you're getting Park Hopper.
Right. When you factor in Park Hopper and...
Memory Maker. And that was something else that I know Brandon had asked, and I know other listeners may be thinking about it, is what are the other perks that come with having an annual pass? And I'll just name one of them real quick. And you said it, the Memory Maker, which if you pre-ordered it, I think it's $170. Our family always gets Memory Maker. It is a great add-on to your ticket. It's worth it. You know, you can, I think they sell you, one download for like $15. But we've had some trips where we had 100, 150 downloadable photos, depending on how long we were there. And it gives you the option of going in and making some modifications of those pictures on the Disney website and adding some embellishments and things. So if you're going to get Memory Maker, I mean, I definitely think it's worth at least one person in your party looking to get the annual pass.
The reason I like Memory Maker is because you're not so caught up in trying to get pictures and take pictures, and those are just sometimes happening automatically.
Everybody gets in.
Yep.
And so another perk is discounts on dining.
Yes.
Which can be anywhere from 10 to 20%, mm-hmm. depending on the restaurant.
A couple years ago, it was really nice. They had supper up in the 25 to 30% range, which I think right now, all the table service, it's just table service, and I think it's stuck at 10%.
Yes. For the most part, it's 10% at table service restaurants. And again, there's not every restaurant participates, but a majority do.
You think they'll be putting in any 90% discounts because of Mickey's 90th birthday?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I bet that's in the works.
That'd be nice. Craig, did you? Any other annual? Now, Craig does not have an annual pass.
He does
pass.
Not. So I've got one if he doesn't know.
What? I'm the only grim grinning guy without an annual pass.
Yes, currently.
But I continue to be a DVC renter.
Indeed you are, yes. With your monocle. Another perk is free parking.
Free parking.
If you don't stay on property, which... of course, we drove down in the spring and then drove down in the fall. And both times between those two trips saved about $100 in parking. Now, you do have to pay. If you're staying at a Disney resort, I don't think you pay for parking.
Correct.
But
because you're paying parking at the resort.
Yes,
now,
you're having to pay. But if you are staying off property, and that's something else that the annual pass helps. It may lead you to staying off property and being willing to do that if you have free parking. Because parking is now up to $25 a day, I believe.
I believe so.
That's another increase that we saw. So, the free parking, we've got the free Memory Maker, and free being a relative term. Dining included. Discounts. Yes. Any other things? Any other perks?
Merchandise.
Yes.
And pretty much a standard on that is 20%.
Yes, around 20%, which is good.
And if you get your drinks in this merchandise shops, those are included. I found that out.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I that's where we tend to get our drinks now that I found that out.
What do you mean by drinks? Bottled drinks?
Your bottled drinks are going to be 20% off.
So better to get those there.
In merchandise shops, yes.
And you get the 20% discount, whereas if you walk out on a card on Main Street, you wouldn't get it.
Correct.
That's a good tip. Didn't think of that.
So
did
that's
not
a good one.
Think of that. You also get discounts on tours. As well, which like Disney After Hours.
Yes, tours.
You all paid tours and
hard ticket events.
So in some of those cases, typical saved y'all about, $30 a ticket?
Yeah, on the On the after hours at the edit. Yeah. Now on Christmas parties and Halloween parties, it'll save you $5 as long as you don't buy your tickets the day of.
Yes, so
it has to be pre-order. Advanced purchase.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That is a good deal to have it as well.
I think another one is definitely a big one is discounts in hotel stays and hotel packages.
That's a big one. We've done often.
I've bought annual passes and timed it out certain times of the year so I could get those annual pass discounts. Mm-hmm. I think what we've concluded is if you're going more than once a year, it's definitely worth thinking about the annual pass.
Sure.
And
another thing that you get a discount on in renewal of your annual pass.
Yes.
Your annual pass.
And sometimes they'll let you have that annual pass for 13 months.
That's
right.
And it's usually, the discount on that's usually about 15%. So
yeah. So hopefully that answers the question. Craig, would you like to buy an annual pass today?
So sign me up. Hey, the other thing that we didn't include that, if you're down there, you've got until the last day your ticket starts to upgrade using...
Before you use it.
Correct.
Before entry, but it
So if you're down there for 10 days, on your ninth day, you can still upgrade
to
annual pass using those 9 days.
Right? Hey, and another one, let's not forget, magnets. You get a free magnet when you sign up for a annual pass.
I was telling y'all before this show that I've almost got my wife talked into a trip in December, and I think the goofy magnet that they're giving out during the holiday season might be a tipping point.
Now, is Rachel...
Derek's planning trips around magnets and cutting boards.
Is Rachel a...
The man went to Epcot 4 straight days to get a cutting board.
She's not.
Okay.
Hey, but
Which is kind of weird here because Rachel is not an annual pass holder who listens to the show, who is crazy about Disney, but Sissy is.
Oh, don't remind her of that.
But Rachel...
I made her buy it.
She could be after this trip. She's been one before, though.
Derek, I'm curious.
And Boone goes for free anyway.
He does. That's why we're going so much.
Right how now. Often have you... How much cutting have you done on that cutting board so far?
Zero.
Oh.
I don't even know where it's at right now.
You worked hard to get it.
We know where it is. It's on eBay.
It is not. I keep it.
All right. Great question there, Brandon.
Wonderful.
And Tyler.
Great question there, Brandon and Tyler. We appreciate it. Hopefully that helps. What's another one we have, Craig?
Our next email, because it's raining
mail,
comes from Chris from Pennsylvania. And he asks a simple question. What's our thoughts on why Magic Kingdom does still not have a... His question is, why does Magic Kingdom still not have a nighttime parade? And our thoughts on that.
Derek, you want to take that
one
first?
I have some ideas. My main idea is that just because of logistics right now. You've got all those people seeing the new fireworks show.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just hard to allow all those people. Because the electrical parade used to run, what, 2 times on the nights it would show?
Yes.
Usually.
Not every night, but most nights. So I think it's just hard to, you could show it once, I guess, but once you allow people to view the fireworks, there's so many people concentrated in the hub that I think it'd be hard to get all those people moved efficiently and have the parade a second time. I was never a big fan of the electrical parade, but...
You're more a fan of the electric slide, aren't you?
I am, or the boogaloo, the electric boogaloo, yes.
I did like Main Street Electrical Parade, and I think it is a crime that they have not replaced it with anything. I think anytime Disney takes something away, there's sadness, but there's also excitement because you know they're going to replace it with something that's new and innovative. And this one, I don't know if they thought it was Happily Ever After was so great that it was going to be able to replace Wishes and the Electrical Parade.
I didn't.
Well, I know you didn't. But, I mean, I think it's just, it's another classic example of Disney World cutting, you know, increasing costs, but at the same time cutting a lot of the things that make Disney great. And I think it's a shame. I have some great memories watching Main Street Electrical Parade. I think it adds an entirely different energy and atmosphere to Magic Kingdom at night. And it's just missing that. I think it's missing that now. And I think it's all about dollars and cents.
And I did enjoy that show. I enjoyed it more than I enjoy Illuminations. So
that's not saying much.
I think it was just a trying to keep up with all those dang light bulbs.
So just a matter of changing out light bulbs.
We've got to get rid of
those. They had
things.
One guy.
Yes. He just couldn't keep up.
Oh, mm-hmm. That poor guy.
He got canned.
And the order came in. They were switching over to LED.
Yeah.
And he lost it.
He went with the street performers. Right. They're starting their own gang.
Them and the anarchist?
And the jammers.
Jammers. Well, those are my thoughts. That Craig, did you have any more?
I didn't. I think you guys are right on. And I honestly, my opinion is I don't know if they'll ever do another one. I think their focus is all kinds of different areas now, and the parade may not be a big of a deal.
Well, here's the thing. Magic Kingdom attendance is still soaring, so it's not like people are, we want the parade.
You know, they're storming the streets and stuff. Yeah, I don't see it coming back.
And then you look at Disneyland. How many nighttime parades does Disneyland have? Three?
No less than 14.
Yeah, I mean, they got all kinds of them out there.
I don't know, but we'll find out in a couple of years, won't we?
That's right, and we'll find out even more when we go to Tokyo in 2023 for Craig's 50th birthday celebration. This is Chris from Pennsylvania.
Again.
He had two questions.
He said, this one is a little crazier. My wife often says to me, I wish we had more time or could spend another day at Animal Kingdom. Or Magic Kingdom, etc. I've said to her on multiple occasions, what about if on this trip we only visit and concentrate on one park? So if we have four park days on this trip, let's spend all four at Animal Kingdom or all four at Magic Kingdom. Let's be honest, nobody goes to Walt Disney World once, no matter what we all say. You get hooked on your first trip and go back time and time again. So the question or discussion is, would you ever consider only visiting, concentrating on, or thoroughly exploring one park on your trip? Thank you, Chris, for this question. This is a great question that I've never really thought much about. But I know one guy who has, and his name rhymes with Schmeg.
Who is? Oh, that's me. Man, just sitting here thinking as you read that again, it would be tough for me. I could go to Magic Kingdom for 4 days, no problem at all. And I could really take my time and really enjoy it. And do it just the way I think drawn out and really enjoy it. I don't know if I could do that with any of the other parks. Maybe Epcot. Maybe draw that out into the World Showcase. But Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios, I don't think I could do that for four straight days. Even if I tried to take my time and really enjoy every aspect of it, I think that'd be hard to do. Plus, the second thing is I don't know if I could make myself stay at one park. Because I've thought about going to that other park that's not associated with Disney. Mm. But I don't know if I can do that and not
Gatorland?
Exactly. And I don't know if I can do that and not go to Disney.
I don't think Craig can go one day.
Craig thinks Orlando is built around Disney.
He doesn't.
It's not.
Knowing Craig, I don't think Craig can go one day and not park hop.
You get a good point.
Have you ever gone just done one park in a day?
He can't do one park at one day.
I think
day.
The first year we went back with as a family, it seems like we had park hoppers. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never seen.
Because he's at Magic Kingdom every night.
He goes to Magic Kingdom every day.
I absolutely love Magic Kingdom. I don't know if I've ever said that or not.
I think I'm kind of like Craig. I don't think I could do like a 4 day trip and only go to one park. I could do a 4 day trip and do no parks. I could do that because I think I could stay busy outside of the parks. But I don't think I could do only one park for, say, 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm. See, but I couldn't do that.
But I was thinking I could do Magic Kingdom for 3 days solid. I could do Epcot and Animal Kingdom 2 days each. And I could only do 1 day at Hollywood. But that would be my limits, I think.
I think I could do it. I don't know if I'd want to. I feel like just picturing Animal Kingdom, because that was the first one Chris mentioned. I think after 2 days spent there, I think that'd do me in. I think I'd have my fix. I could spend a lot of time at Epcot, but 4 days, I don't think so. I think I could go and spend 2 days in each park. I think I could spend 2 days in Hollywood Studios, maybe.
I think so. I think you can spend 2 days in each one of them.
I think
now after 2020, for sure, spend 2 days in Hollywood Studios.
Well, it's going to take you 2 days to get through it.
That's true,
but I think for 4 days, it'd be tough.
be. And that was just his standard.
Yeah.
A standard trip.
But I think if you do it for any park, it'd be Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, 4 days.
But I think the beauty in that is, too, if you don't have to go super hard touring the parks. Right. So.
And you can really look around.
Yeah. Like
I know some of the things that I want to do on our next trip, if it's in December or whenever it is I want to get Boone's profile done again. Mm-hmm. The silhouette artist there on Main Street.
Yeah.
We've had that done once before, and we want to do that again. And it's just, that's something that takes 20 minutes or so, but it's not something that you really stop to do unless you've been there.
Right.
Lot or a long time.
I mean, one thing I'd love to do with Bruin, and we probably will when he gets a little older, is take him to the Pirates League, let him do that. We've talked to him about it. And then go on that Pirates scavenger hunt. I think Pirates Seven Seas Adventure or something.
To get the fast pass?
Yeah, something like that. But they've got a little scavenger hunt that you can go on. There's like five different ones. So, I mean, you're talking about a whole morning and part of the afternoon there. So that's almost one day just focusing on Pirates in the Magic Kingdom. So,
Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
I don't know. The more I think about it.
Have you ever played that?
I have not.
That's.
I have no desire to.
I have not.
It's neat. We've gotten several packs of cards. We probably have 40 cards. Yeah.
So the more I think about it, maybe it could be done. I don't know. I think Magic Kingdom is the one place.
Easily, I think, because you could probably spend half a day in the Main Street area.
I think Magic Kingdom has a lot of attractions going for it, and I think maybe you could do it in Epcot because of all the dining that you have there.
And shows.
So I think those two more so than Animal Kingdom or Hollywood. Let's not forget Blizzard Beach.
Well, let's forget it.
Next question.
That's a great question, though.
That very is, good I question. Really like Thank you, Chris. Here's another email from Brian from South Carolina. He asked this question. He posted it in Josh's forums, but he also sent it to us. He said, this will be our first trip since Pandora opened, and Animal Kingdom has a regular 8 a.m. opening. In years past, our touring plan was to rope drop Kilimanjaro Safaris and then head to Expedition Everest. This year, our plan is head straight to Navi River Journey. We do have a fast pass for Flight of Passage. There's the biggest hurdle you've already conquered.
Yep.
Here are my options regarding our plan. One, rope drop Navi River, followed by Kilimanjaro Safaris and Expedition Everest. All stand by. Is this doable without long waits? Will the path from Pandora to Africa be open? Two, would Navi River the Journey, Expedition Everest, Kilimanjaro Safaris be a better plan since the safari ride is long? Three, scrap those and go with a different strategy. We appreciate the question, Brian, and we did email him back and hopefully gave him some good advice. Guys, what would you do?
Well, let's let you.
Yeah, you
answer. You're the one that answered him. Let's let you answer it first. And then we'll tell you.
I told him I think option two is best. I think rope dropping Navi River Journey, then Expedition Everest, then Kilimanjaro Safaris, mainly because of what he said. And that is, first of all, let's say this. Having Fast Pass to Flight of Passage is a big plus because it frees your morning up to do so much else. So the three of us, when we went this summer, we rope dropped Navi River Journey. We were off of that by 7:50. Plenty of time to walk over to Expedition Everest. If it had been working, which it wasn't, it was down at the time, we would have been off of that by 8:05, probably, honestly, 8:10, and gotten over to Kilimanjaro Safaris around 8:15, 8:20, and it would have still been a walk-on. So it's still a walk-on that early in the morning. And as he said, if you go the other route and go to the safaris first, you're off of that at 8:30, 8:40 by the time you get over to Expedition Everest. So,
and that's maybe. Don't know that for sure.
If you're lucky.
It could be as late as
9
o'clock. You just never know.
Everest runs so quickly in the mornings. It's a fast loader. So I think definitely Navi River, Everest, Safaris.
And that early, he mentions that he thinks it'd be about four of them that would be riding it. And you wouldn't have to do single rider at that point.
No.
That early in the day. And you could probably ride it twice.
You really probably could ride it twice.
I would say you could ride that twice in 10 minutes probably.
And honestly, you could probably, if you wanted to, you could probably ride Navi River Journey twice, then Everest twice.
Or the four that aren't riding, wanting to ride Everest, could ride Navi River twice.
Navi River Journey, yeah.
Ride it a second time and just meet back up at Kilimanjaro.
We can't emphasize how easy rope drop is at Animal Kingdom if you're not messing with Flight of Passage.
Right.
Like, everything else is easy.
Yes.
That's the one thing that Rope Drop is a nightmare.
Can we also add in here while we're talking about Navi River?
Nope.
If they try to cram three grown men into one little sitting area,
row,
go ahead and get into a different row. They're not going to say anything to you. They're not going to fuss at you.
They do. They try to stop you.
But
they did try to stop us.
We didn't sit in one row.
They tried to.
Oh, yeah. We
no. We started loading up. They said, all right, y'all three in this row. We're like, oh, that's not going to happen.
They tried to. There was a group of two. There was a group of two. There was a couple in front of us, and it was me and Rachel and Boone. And she said, okay, you follow them and get in row one or whatever. And I said, I turned around, and I go, that's not going to work.
I know Navi River Journey doesn't get a lot of love, but I think it's a great way to start the day.
Sure.
Animal Kingdom, it puts you in a different atmosphere and
why don't you go ahead and sing
low
a,
hassle.
Sing a line.
I think people have heard me
say
that.
It really is. It's not my favorite, but it is a beautiful ride. I'll give it that.
Well, do we have any more questions? I mean, it's still raining. Don't get me wrong.
Look at all the mail laying on the floor over here, Matthew.
Oh,
yes, we got plenty of questions.
Big box just hit me in the head.
All right. This
box
one
is falling
comes
out of Craig's attic.
Next question comes from Laura from Atlanta. And she said in her planning, she asked this question. We've already answered this, but I thought we'd include it in our mailbag here. Just so you know, we've answered question. We answer all email that comes to us. We will personally do it, but that's how we do this show to help other people.
Unless we get our secretary.
That's right. We don't have our secretary yet.
She's underneath the mail. Laura said, I was wondering if you had any recommendations for last-minute trip planning. If you think it would be a good idea to go to the Halloween party, and it was her husband, and their four-year-old. If you want to know the answer to that question, go back a couple episodes and listen to Matthew's last-minute trip from Panama City to Orlando and Magic Kingdom.
24 hours to plan.
And again, asked this question before Matthew's trip, but we want to include that, like I said, so you know others have that question. But Matthew did a very thorough explanation of how to plan and how much you can get done. If, again, you realize, hey, I'm only planning 24 hours. I'm not going to get to do everything I want to do, but you'll get to do a lot of stuff.
That was episode number 81. And as far as going to the Halloween party, I would do it with very little planning time if you weren't hoping to meet a lot of characters. Everything that we've heard is that the Halloween parties are quite crowded this year. And the
any party, I think. Is.
Yeah, and the character lines are long. So plan, I would say, if you want to go see a... See the parade, obviously, see the fireworks, see the Hocus Pocus show. And then outside of that, just focus on rides because you don't have a lot of time to plan, so you probably don't have a lot of good fast passes. So go and hit a lot of Magic Kingdom rides, as many as you can during that time.
Well, and that was also Chris from Pennsylvania, one of the questions we had earlier. He commented about how he probably would not go to another Halloween party just because it was so crowded and so full.
Yes.
I hate that. That's one of my favorite parties, probably my favorite party of all of them. Is the Halloween party, and you just sometimes on those Halloween parties you win and you lose. It depends on which night you go. Some are so crowded, but then you go to others and it seems like nobody's there. So it's just a hit or miss.
We do have one more question, but we're going to save that for a future show.
That's a whole show topic.
We have lots more other questions, but we're just going to hold off.
I've got lots of questions. Wait.
Well, we can't help you.
That doesn't.
You're beyond
it. I got a question about what keeps falling from the ceiling in here.
The question that we will answer on another episode is from Chris. And Chris had a great email to us talking about how much he enjoyed the show. And we'll talk more about that on the upcoming episode. But he did want to know the thing about the candles, where that came from.
No one knows.
Or cares.
Yes.
Except for...
It seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Oh, if we could go back and get all the puns, the diesel and all the different things.
Lettuce.
Yes. Cabbage.
Cabbage. No,
lettuce. Lettuce. Same thing.
It's
totally
the same,
same
family,
thing.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that takes us to a very special segment we like to call... Grim.
Grinning.
Greatness! That was terrifying. That was terrifying. Goodness.
Yes, sir, Sergeant Major.
If anybody's still left listening, bless your heart. Send us the medical bills.
Don't. No.
Oh, please don't.
We can't pay them. Guys, going along with our It's Raining Mail episode here.
It's raining what?
Mail.
Chris from Pennsylvania asked us about the nighttime parade and our thoughts on that. What are your thoughts on a nighttime parade? What would be a good replacement? Or what would be something you'd like to see? Maybe not necessarily a parade, but what else could you put there that would take
so
the
if,
place of that?
If we were to put in another nighttime parade, what would we theme it to?
Sure.
Well, you asked the question.
I know, that's what I'm afraid of.
Well, Derek, you can go ahead.
Okay, I'll go. I would love to see Rivers of Light in float form.
What?
On road float. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Good.
I think.
Does anybody have an answer?
I do. I have one. Because the Main Street Electrical Parade was kind of nostalgic. I would like to see another nostalgic show of classic Disney.
A show or parade?
A parade. Okay. A show parade. Parades are shows.
Okay,
come
gotcha,
on.
Gotcha.
So
how classic we talking?
How I mean, it's got to be a, it's got to be nothing younger than 20 years old.
Okay.
So that would be around 2000. Nothing from before the year 2000.
Nothing and since 2000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing since
so not
2000.
That old.
Well, 20 years is any day. I mean, that gives you from, what, 1940 roughly?
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider, the movie Tarzan or to be super old.
Not super old, but it's not Incredibles. But you wouldn't have to do all the lights and stuff. I mean, it could be lit, but it wouldn't have to be
lit,
crazy.
Like awesome lit? Or are you talking about lights?
Yeah, you use that in the perfect context.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting more like Craig.
Oh, no. Nostalgia's rubbing off on me.
I would like to see a parade full of Toad's Wild Ride, the whole thing. Just to be...
Well, just that would break the bank, I'm sure. I'm going to say... Now, they wouldn't do this because it wouldn't. It's obviously not popular for a reason. I'd like to see a parade of the forgotten classics. So, movies, Disney movies that don't maybe get much attention within the parks.
What was it?
I'm talking The Great Mouse
Charlie
Detective.
Charlie the Lonesome Cougar.
Charlie and the Lonesome Cougar. Another shout out to our friend Brad Garland out there. Great Mouse Detective. Robin Hood, both of those come to my mind. Maybe a Black Cauldron float, which got terrible reviews. Something like that.
My memory's not what it ever was.
Maybe the Aristocats. You know, they don't get a lot of attention there.
You
parks.
Talked me into buying that movie, and I do not like that movie.
I don't. It's not that great.
Rescuers? But
the Rescuers, yes. Yes, these movies like this. Oliver and Company. I mean, I love...
Fox and the Hound?
I love those Disney movies that... something that's not seen, and I want it to be lit up. I do want it lit. In
so you want it
the
like
literal,
paint the night?
Yes. Yes. But with old movies that nobody cares about.
But they that gets my nostalgia.
They're probably gonna
so that
care
might
more,
work.
They're probably going to care more than Craig's all Mr. Toad's
no,
parade.
I was joking about that. But in all seriousness, and you guys are probably going to think this is nuts, there's no way. But for me, and I'm dead serious about this, I would like to see them have a parade of all the old attractions they've taken out. Like, a continual just parade full of the Great Movie Ride and, Toad's Wild Ride and the
Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Sure.
The Submarine.
Backlot Express.
What is it? I always get it right. 10,000 Leagues Under Sea?
Maelstrom.
Yes, 10,000.
Wouldn't that be a neat
20,000 leagues.
20,000. I don't see it.
But
it's too far anyway.
But continue to have those come through and just to relive those old rides. I mean, just seeing them.
We have come up with three parades that no one wants to see,
and they'll never happen. But it's just dreamy.
Derek's more so than ours.
Yeah.
What?
What about just a?
My no, first yours one? Is yours is the most popular. Yeah.
Well, I don't think that...
Oh, not the, Rivers of Light.
Not Rivers of Light. On the, well, Rivers of Light is a float. The whole thing floats, but...
Won't be
floating
long
floats.
Won't be long before you can include Illuminations in that.
That's true.
That can't come soon enough.
This has been a grandiose day. It's been raining mail all over the place. We appreciate Craig's voiceover work. He's been practicing for weeks.
He loves
ever since episode 50. I've been
gargling a lot of salt and water.
Guys, we will see you again on Thursday for our next bonus episode, and I got a feeling it's going to be my day. We're going to play a little Disney Parks Password on Thursday.
But before we sign out here, though, we do encourage you.
Disney game.
Yes.
Maybe not Parks Password.
We do encourage you to keep sending us mail. Honestly, we try to answer everything that comes our way.
Actually, we don't try.
We do.
We do.
We answer everything that comes our way, and we try to do that in a timely manner.
Ooh, on Thursday, we're going to play To Be or Not To Be.
No, we're not.
Which we talk to our future selves.
No, never.
When is that going to happen again, guys?
Never.
You have to go in the future to find out. Because
we broke the machine.
That's terrible.
On purpose.
And, well, I can always hope. Speaking of hope.
Keep sending us your
mail.
As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghost and hurry back.
You would like to join our jamboree. There's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.